Welcome to the Mind Body Podcast, your rebellious podcast about a strong body, calm mind, healing, and fully living. I'm your host, Maria Angelova, creator of the Angelova Method, an integrative approach to mind and body connection. The Angelova Method redefines your success equation to include a healthy body and a healthy mind, and was developed based on work with hundreds of clients, as well as my personal journey, creating the life I want, ditching stress and anxiety as a financial professional, and stepping into living a life of limitless possibilities. Hi, Rebels. Welcome to the Mind Body Podcast, your rebellious podcast with me, your host, Maria, where it is all about a strong body, calm mind, healing, and fully living. And today we have yet another treat, and that is our guest, Samantha Kozuch. Hello, Samantha. How are you doing?
Maria, I am doing so wonderful. I'm excited to dive into the juicy conversation I'm sure we're about to have.
Yes, me too. Samantha, just to give the one sentence of what you do, you're the founder of the million-dollar e-commerce business, The Manuscripting Journal. And I know we're going to talk more about that and journaling and transformation and self-care and all that good stuff. But before we dive into that, let's get to know who Samantha is. So Samantha, give us three words and a bit of a backstory. I know you have some exciting and juicy stories behind who you are.
Yeah. So I guess three words to describe me. I am a female founder. So I guess I'm going to count that as one. I'm very active, outgoing, and love to travel, love to experience things.
Okay, give us a little bit of a backstory behind each one of them.
Yeah, so backstory behind being founder, I've been an entrepreneur for over a decade now, which is so crazy to think about. But I started in entrepreneurship after I graduated college and decided, even though I spent 4, 5, 6 years studying to go to med school, that was no longer the thing that I wanted to do. And at that point, I had no idea what I wanted to do because it was kind of like one of those, like, I'm graduating and oh my gosh, I don't want to go to medical school. And oh my gosh, like, what the heck else is there to do, right? Like at this point, like I didn't want to go get a corporate job. And I just really found myself in this place of like, okay, well, what am I good at? And while I was in college, I was modeling, acting, social media, like Facebook had just started, Instagram had just started. I loved working out and I just kind of started posting stuff on Instagram and kind of went down that route of really trying to make money on my own terms, doing something that I loved. So that was kind of like my entry into forced entrepreneurship. And it was also during a time where back then it wasn't cool to be an entrepreneur. It wasn't cool to like have your own business. You were kind of like looked at as like kind of like a loser. Like, what are you doing? Like, how are you making money kind of a thing? So over the last 10 years, I've just grown and evolved and pivoted in the online space as an influencer. Then I switched over to coaching people, how to be an influencer and grow their social media. And then from there, pivoted into coaching entrepreneurs how to build an online business utilizing social media programs, courses. And fast forward to just 3 years ago, during the pandemic, I saw what was going on in my community, you know, with the unknown, the panic, the negative mindset shifts, all of those sorts of things. And I just started sharing my morning routine and ritual. And then from there, pivoted once again to getting the download to create the Manuscripting Journal, which is a combination of all the methods and tools that I've used over the last 8 years to completely change my life, to change my mindset, help me accomplish my goals and stay really clear on what's important.
You know, I think it's really interesting that you bring up mindset in the context of entrepreneurship, because I went to school and actually I was in the corporate world for almost 20 years. And I was highly educated, successful. And once I got into entrepreneurship, I realized that I didn't even have a concept, I think, of mindset and mindset work and any of that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why am I so stuck? Yes. And once I started figuring it out, I was like, holy cow. Like, I was almost 40 at the time. And I was like, how come we never learn any of these? Nobody teaches us any of these.
And now as I interact with my clients, I get the same feedback. Like, how come nobody teaches us that? I think that's a great question. And I think entrepreneurship is one of those things that kind of pushes you on a growth path mm-hmm. and gets you to face who you are or to seek who you are. Mm-hmm. Because it kind of demands it from you if you want to stand out and be unique.
Yes, definitely. And what I kind of saw, and just looking back, right, on my early 20s and being in entrepreneurship, not being ever taught mindset or even been introduced to self-development, really, unlike today, right? You jump on social media and you can see within a couple slides about mindset, positivity, you know, all these sorts of things. Yeah. But back then, it's like what you were kind of born and raised with and how you were taught. And like for me, everything that I pushed and strived to do was from a very big ego perspective, right? It was a very like, oh, I can do this. Like, I'll never fail. It was very like, kind of like unhealthy in a sense of how it drove me. It got me to who I am and like who I am today, right? But the big switch to what you're saying is, you know, the mindset shift, like, oh my gosh, once I started learning, like, what's going on up here in the head and how I'm even acting and how I'm speaking and what I'm feeling emotionally and how I'm dealing with all of those emotions. Like, oh my gosh, it's a game changer.
Yeah. And I think it's very important that you brought up ego, because I was talking to somebody and I encourage people to act as themselves. Actually, just today I posted something on social media that I said, I challenge you for a day to act as yourself, like aside, put aside the societal norms, what you should and you should not do. And maybe months ago, I was talking to a client and he said, oh, he's like, I acted like an a-hole. And I was like, oh, I was like, okay, let's talk about that. Where is that coming from? And we started doing some work and there was a lot of ego that was involved. And our ego is preservation, right? It tries to protect us. And we're not even aware that we are acting from a point of ego. Because I will tell you, I was quite egocentric, and once I started figuring that out and even realizing that you don't have to be egocentric, you can act from the heart.
Yes.
The energy is so different.
So different.
We don't have even awareness of that. And mm-hmm. we hear, oh, so-and-so is egoistic, but we don't really think about the implications of how someone shows in their life when they come from ego versus from serving and from heart.
Yes. Yes. So
what do you think has been your realization, your transformation when you have shifted from ego and mind to heart?
Oh my gosh. Everything. Like, I love that we are talking about this, because I don't think I've ever been asked this question before, but everything. Because when I was doing things from this egotistical standpoint, like I was, like, that's what drove me, right? I burnt out so quickly in every single thing that I did. Because I was doing it from the drive of proving myself and proving people wrong and I'm the best and doing it for validation and the likes and the follows and how many, you know, collaborations and contracts I could get with brands, right? Like, it was all about like just being the best all the time, you know, that was it. And then when it switched for me, and it's honestly, I hit my personal, what I quote, my quote unquote rock bottom when I got arrested. And when I was in my mid-20s over something so stupid, so, so stupid. But it was my wake-up call, because I'd been ignoring so many red flags, even though, quote-unquote, life was good. I was making really good money. I was, quote-unquote, successful. I was so out of alignment with so many things that I was doing. And that was like my wake-up call. And then literally after that, that's what changed everything for me, where I literally sat down with myself and I was all like, what do I actually want for my life? Like, obviously you are not the girl that gets arrested. You are not, like, this isn't you. Like, you need to figure out what it is that you want. How do you want to like live, be, you know, all of those things. And then from there, that's when really tapping into that, like that mindset of self-development, like, okay, doing things from the heart, that's alignment, right? Like, you have to be fully aligned and passionate about what it is that you're doing, whether it's for your career, your job, just living, like where your home, your friends, all of those things, right? And once I stepped into that, that's when everything started changing for me. That's when my businesses started getting better, because I was leading with not just heart, but just my actual soul purpose alignment. And then over the years, like, and this doesn't happen overnight by any means. It took a good like 5-6 years to really like uncover all the crap and really like do that shadow work stuff that nobody
likes. It's a continuous process, and I don't think it ever finishes, right?
Yes, never finishes. Even like to this day, like I'm still using the methods that are in my manuscripting journal because we're humans, like we're constantly evolving and growing. And I finally got to that point, you know, a couple years ago, I can like proudly say like, wow, like I know who I am finally, like basically at 30, it's like, I know who I am.
I have the game, I promise.
Exactly. Right. And it's constantly changing. And it's kind of like, you know, it screws with your mind a little bit because it's like, what? I thought I'm done. Like, what's this next lesson? Or what's this next thing that I have to go through? Like, what the hell? Like, can I just like take a break? But that's the beauty of being human and living this experience, right? Is to like go through all those things. And I start to just like kind of gamify it all too. Cause it's like, we're here playing this game of lessons and challenges and all these things that are all, as well, easy as well. But it's when I just had that, it's literally like that awareness, that awakening, right? Like, oh, this is not the way I'm going to want to live my life forever. And that's when it all changed.
We interrupt this episode with a very special announcement. Please join us for a wellness retreat in Bali in April 2024. Inner Alchemy, the art of living fully. For more info, check episode description. I say that life is like a staircase. You know, you kind of figure it out and you're like, oh, I got it. And then the next step comes and you're like, really?
Yeah.
I got it. And then you go through the next growth process. Yeah. And then it just keeps going and we're continuously evolving and growing. And I'm so glad that you brought the word alignment, because that's something that I work a lot with. I work with the physical alignment and then the emotional, mental, spiritual alignment. And once again, people are like, am I in alignment with myself? And most people are like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Just today, I had a conversation with a client and she said, Maria, she's like, I honestly don't think I know who I am. That's a profound statement.
It is.
And I said, you know what? Kudos to you for even recognizing that, because most of us think we know exactly who we are and we are covered underneath our titles and roles in life. But underneath that seed that's been buried by those expectations and layers, societal layers, we don't know who we are. We don't know what we want. Mm-hmm. And it's scary to get out of that box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, super scary. And I kind of do the same thing in my community. Like, even when it comes to, because we do a lot of things about, like, my whole thing is, like, I kind of hook people in with manifest your dream life, right? Because that's easy. That's the fun stuff. But it's like, once you get in, it's like, oh, we're uncovering the things that are holding you back. Like, what are those programming beliefs? What are those different things that have shaped you into who you are today? And do you like that person? Do you want to actually be that person? Is that person in alignment? So doing that work is just so powerful, because yeah, I feel like you do get to the place like, well, then who the heck am I? But like you said, just to even have that realization, you're already on that path. You're already like taking the right action. That's exciting, actually. I usually tell
people. Very exciting.
Great. Let's figure it out.
Let's figure it out. And what did you just say that I wanted to comment on? Yes, I actually know a few people. I just did a retreat a couple of weekends ago. And as we were talking, one of the attendees said, I kind of really avoid this work. Like, I don't want to dig deep. You know, I tell people, it's like, listen, you have a choice. You have that system. And if you fill it up with crap that you don't want to deal with, it's going to fill up and overflow. And that's when it's not going to be pretty. You have a choice of cleaning up constantly, doing maintenance, right? So it stays nice and fresh. And if you think about your body in that way, because I deal with the physical and I get to, you know, what's underneath through the physical and the body, how do you want to keep your body? Do you want it to have that heavy, stinky energy inside? Or do you want it to be light and young and vital? That's a choice. And we forget that we have a choice.
Yeah.
And I think to the point that you brought up before, frequently what creates that awareness for us is something that creates urgency, like you were arrested. For me, it was in corporate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why is my business not growing? And let's talk about the power of being in alignment. And what does this, especially in the case of you're a very successful entrepreneur, being a successful entrepreneur, what in your view is the law of alignment?
Oh man, it's it's so hard to verbalize sometimes what that is, right? Like, because it's like, it's almost like you just have to obviously have experienced not being in alignment for so long, which most people usually are. Like, just think about it. We are, the second we get put into this reality, we're programmed from day one through everything in our lives, right? So there's a lot of us that are out of alignment, and we know what that feels like. It doesn't feel good. You're tired. You're stressed out. You're always hoping and wishing for something more. It's, you know, it's going to that, doing the job, you know, during the day. And then you just can't wait to get home and have a drink at night because you're just like, can't wait to tune out, or can't wait to let go on the weekends. You know, like if you're living that kind of a lifestyle, it's like, it's out of alignment. Like that's what it is. Cause once you get into alignment, and me living in this alignment now, I am, even when shit hits the fan, even when things are hard, when things are tough in my company, in my business, or just personal things in my life, like at the end of the day, I'm still so full of joy and grateful and excited about what I am doing. And that's the only thing I can really, like, how I can verbalize the feeling of it is just that deep inner knowing where it's like, yes, this is it. Like, this is, I'm on the right track. And I'm not saying like, I'm maybe not fully and like fully alignment, but I know the things that I need to be doing every day. And then when things pop up into my life, whether it's people, friendships, experiences, opportunities, I now know as well, it's like, I feel so good in my body and with my mental state and my health and all of that, that when something that is out of alignment comes into my sphere, I immediately know. It's like that intuition that, like, it's like all of it's connected.
You don't want it, right? You're just like a jerk reaction, like, stay away. You know, right. Friends make fun of me because I'm like, somebody's got bad energy. Like, I want nothing to do. Like, I don't want to even be in the same space with that person. Because I feel it and I'm like, I don't want my energy tainted. And my friends make fun of me. They're like, you and your energy. I'm like, well, sorry, that's how it is.
It's so true though, because it's like we are energy. Everything in our reality, we're frequency. Everything holds a frequency. And when you get so in alignment and so in tune with your own body, which we all can do this, most people just cut themselves off from that source. So I know what you mean by, like, you know, having people that just either make fun of you for it or just like don't believe it. It's like, no, it's like, it's actual science, like fact, science. If you don't believe in the woo-woo side of things, it's like, this is scientific facts. We're an energy and frequency. It exists.
And, you know, I really like that you said you can't even describe it, because I frequently tell people, like, if you have not experienced it, you cannot even imagine. Like, before my prior life, I had no idea I was alignment. You know, I was living a successful life, title, career, all that. Like, I was doing everything I'm supposed to do. And therefore, I thought, I didn't even know I knew what alignment is, but I didn't realize there is such a thing as living in alignment, right? So sometimes when I talk to people who have not gone through that, it's hard to describe the experience. Right. And I think I love the signs that you brought up, you know, the tiredness, the fatigues, the going through the motion. I think those are very evident signs of living out of alignment. One word that came to mind as you were talking was peace.
Yes,
not everything is perfect every day. You know, you're still going up and down. There's still lessons to be learned. Things don't always go the way you want them to go. However, there is that internal knowing and that internal peace and saying, you know what? Where is the opportunity in this? Where is the lesson in this? So that I can move closer to what I want, the life that I want. And it's a very different living than beating on yourself, the negative self-talk, the self-sabotage, and all of those things that come with being out of alignment. And I had one more point. I usually count the points, and I had three. And I thought, oh, yes, I know. The third one was on the retreat that I mentioned, we were talking about, somebody said life is hard. But you know, I said, actually, I don't think life is hard. I actually think we make life hard. And we make life hard by being out of alignment. Now, that doesn't mean that you just, everything is a smooth sailing. It just means that our perception and how we process things are different when we're living in alignment versus not. And I think there is more ease and more peace to that. What do you think about that?
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. It's like, depending on what your view is on life, right? It's like either things are happening to you. Like, I can't believe these bad things are happening to me. Or it's the mental state of being, oh, these things are happening for me, right? It's like that to me, for me, right? And when you have that optimistic outlook on when things are going bad, it's like, okay, if you can just stop and pause in that moment and reflect of, okay, this, yes, this sucks because I'm human and I have emotions and this is normal, but also, why is this happening for me? Is it because I'm just running around like crazy? Am I moving too fast? Am I ignoring my intuition? Am I ignoring the signs? Like, what is that? It's like, we have to learn to just observe and just analyze, like analyze the situation before going to, oh my gosh, like my life is over. This is the worst thing ever that's happening to me. You know, playing that victim mode. And if you're going to play the victim mode in your life, then yeah, life is going to be hard for you. But if you can come at it with like, no, I'm a creator of my reality. And if there's something in my reality right now that I do not like, or things are happening to me on a consistent basis that I do not like, what is my role? It's taking that responsibility of like, why am I allowing this? What am I doing that's attracting this into my field, right? So it comes back to what we started this conversation with, the mindset work, right? All of that.
It's all about mindset. It starts with the mindset. It's the power of the mindset and realizing that you have that power. Each and every one of us has that power and can be in charge of our mindset and can be in charge of knowing ourselves and can take personal responsibility for our life instead of being a victim of our circumstances. So good, Samantha. All right. Give us a piece of advice, like anything, any favorite quote, piece of advice that you have for us.
Oh, my favorite piece of advice, because I'm not joking, Maria, but like when I started the Manuscripting Journal Company, which is an e-commerce company, never in my plans did I ever have that I was going to be I would manufacture my own products. Like, never crossed my mind. But what I started to learn to pay attention to throughout my life is to pay attention to the downloads and the messages that I received to go do something, those ideas. And when I got that download and idea to create the Manuscripting Journal, I could have ignored it. And I could have just been like, oh, whatever, like, you know, but I listened to it because that feeling, that intuitional gut hit was just like, no, like this is it. And it was a really loud screaming voice. My logical mind was like, you are crazy. You have a great online coaching business. Do not stop that. Like, you just got your systems in place. You have a wait list. You have this money coming in. It's so great. Like, my logical mind was like, hell no. But my gut, my intuition, my heart was like, girl, do this. You have to do this. And I just jumped into that and I followed those pings and I did it. And here I am 3 years later, almost going into our fourth year of this company. I've never been happier in my life. I am so passionate about what I do. I'm in full alignment with this company, this business, its mission, the lives that we're helping and changing. And this business has grown faster and scaled faster than any other company I've had before. And so my message is like, if you get that idea or that download or that intuitional hit on that guidance within you to go do something on this idea, like, please don't tune it out. And I know your logical mind will say, that's stupid. That's crazy. You can't do that. Who are you to do this? Like, but please, because if I had ignored this, like, it's so crazy. You know, when you look at something that you've created and you're like, wow, what if I didn't just take that step? I wouldn't have been able to make the impact, right? It's like, it's crazy.
So agree with you, because my quitting my corporate job was not a logical thing, not a common sense thing. It was purely intuition driven. People were like, but how? And I'm like, I couldn't tell you. And when I have these amazing experiences in life and I'm like, wow, had I not taken that my life would be so different right now. So I completely agree with that piece of advice. You guys, it's scary. Sometimes don't know what you're doing.
Right.
But as I always tell my clients, your intuition would never lie to you.
No, never.
That's your best guide. Thanks. Samantha, what's your definition of rebellious?
Oh, rebellious. Oh, I love this question, because I am very much at this point in my life and career, I go against the grain. I feel like ever since I was a young little girl, I go against the grain, like just like from not going to med school to like, I'm in my mid 30s now. I'm not married yet. I don't have any kids yet. I've always, you know, done things in a way that's kind of against societal norms. So I feel like that's been like very, like my definition of rebellious is I'm always going to do things my way. As long as it does no harm to anybody else, but I'm always going to do things my way, especially when it's in alignment and coming from the heart. And I'm always going to trust that first over anything that anyone tells me to do, tells me to be, all of that. So that's my definition.
And that is why you're here on the Rebellious Podcast. Look at that. Samantha, where can people find you if they want to connect with you online, have questions, want to buy your products? Where can they find you?
Yeah, connecting with me on Instagram is the best place. That's where I share everything from behind the scenes of my life, business, like literally everything. I love that platform. So follow me on Samantha Kazuch, just my full name. And if you want to check out the Manuscripting Journal on Instagram, it's the Manuscripting Journal or manuscripting.com.
Awesome. Samantha, such a fun, great conversation. So much alignment in this conversation. I loved it. Thank you for your high energy and for being rebellious and sharing that rebellious attitude and energy with us. Appreciate you. You guys know the drill. If you think there's anybody who benefits from this episode, please do share it. If you have any questions for Samantha, do ask them, follow her, check out her products. And as always, most importantly, remember to stay rebellious. We will see you next time. Until then, be good.
Did you enjoy the conversation? Like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Want to redefine your success equation to include a healthy body and a healthy mind? Check out our website at rebellious-studio.com.